is 7 o'clock on Monday, June 17th, 2019. Calling to order the public hearing of the Historic Preservation Commission. Calling the roll, Commissioner Dowling.
Present.
Commissioner Pritz.
Here.
Commissioner Graham White.
Here.
Chairman Franek.
Here.
Commissioner Prestis.
Here.
Absent is Commissioner Raina Ogden, and we do have a quorum.
Is there any public testimony?
Great. If I could just real quick, just since this would probably be the point where we normally do this in our public hearings, to swear everybody in that plans to possibly speak tonight. That way, everybody's covered there.
Okay.
So everyone that plans to speak tonight, please raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm that the testimony you are about to give is true and accurate to the best of your knowledge? Thank you.
Okay. Jim, before you start, let's let me just talk briefly. There's only two sentences. In terms of why we're here, this concerns an application for a certificate of appropriateness for the demolition of a garage at 755 William, which is a historically significant structure as well as the property on site.
This is just miscellaneous.
Okay. No public comments are ever just. They're all good.
Jan Sager, 435 William. First of all, I got with John Pape today checking on the Fields, Jeanette Fields mural on the tracks. It's still a sketch. So John said he was going to, and I checked back. This started September 26th of 2017 is when the commissioners gave their approval for this. So and to spend the money, yeah.
So to give an idea there, the commission approved that mural with the Little Bits Workshop, who does those over there. That was in the fall of 2017 that we approved it. They said they planned to do it the following summer season. Obviously, it got sketched in 2018, but never got painted in. I've been in contact with Little Bits over that time, trying to nudge them to get that done. But we'll keep trying to nudge them in that direction. So it's a little bit different than a normal contractor maybe using the children's games to help us out with that. But I'll keep reminding them of that. You're pointing.
To indicate that Commissioner Raina Ogden has joined us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
703 or 704?
No, it was 701.
I got you down here at 701. So thanks for the reminder, Dave. We have all members present. So yeah, Jan, but absolutely, I will. I'll continue to remind them, and
I'll continue to remind too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The second thing is the searchable database, which is working, and I think it would be a good idea if we posted at least on the Village Facebook page. A lot of people don't know about it. It's fun to use. I think it's every property. There are over 2,900 records on that. And along with that, the title of it is Significant Properties Searchable Database. So could we have something more broadly named in the description, like Searchable Database of Village Properties or Village-wide? Because it's not just the significant properties. It's everything that Lakota Group surveyed.
Although so, what the survey does show are the significant properties.
It does, and it checks.
Correct.
You know, you can look up something anywhere, and it's going to pop up even, but it'll say it's not a
right.
significant. Yeah, and all the significant properties are on there. So if we could do that, that would be helpful. And then today, Tom Bierzaczewski isn't here, but he put on his Facebook page, Chicago Magazine featured us, four homes that are on the market, and they said something about Prairie. I read it really fast before I came, and I think I emailed some of you on this. And so the first house is 754 William, Tom Bierzaczewski's house. The women's club is down there. And then a couple and two other Prairie style. And these are on the market, so they're giving the address, the price. And they note that Tom's has a name tag, that it has a placard at the door. So it was kind of cool that they noted the Historical Society plaque. And that's it. So great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the Village shared that post as well today. So.
Oh, cool.
Any other public comments? Does the owner or representative have a presentation with respect to 755? Please.
My name is Pat Magner. I'm the architect for the project at 755 William. Most of the commissioners were at the meeting when we briefly discussed this, but I'll just kind of give a quick recap just so everybody is on the same page. The request before you is for an approval for demolition of an existing garage at 755 William. The garage, as best as we can sort of estimate, was probably built in the 40s, and then there's a little about 15-inch bump out in the front that is brown siding. Three sides of the garage are brick, and one face the facing Chicago Avenue is siding. The intent is twofold, really, to, one, build a new garage that's further east on the property. There's 22 feet from the east wall of the garage to the east property line. And in replacing the garage, we like to move it further east and create more yard space behind the house. And secondly, to salvage the brick that's on the garage to use in the renovation of the existing home, which is now under construction. The addition is under construction. So those are the criteria that brought us here tonight.
Thank you. Any other comments with respect to, okay. Then, are there any other comments with respect to the public hearing? Okay, then we'll close that. Let's then discuss.
We need a motion to do so, Dave, if that's the wish of the commission.
Okay.
So there'd be a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Public hearing closed.
Okay.
Back to you.
Discussion and deliberation. Thoughts of the commissioners with respect to demolishing the garage at 755 Lee?
I just think it's a wonderful idea to save those bricks and reuse them. I just think that's something to commend.
And although it appears, obviously, the house is significant, it seems the garage is pretty ordinary and should be able to be demolished and rebuilt at that Easternmore site.
Michael, thoughts?
No, I'm fine with this. I think it's wonderful. I especially agree with Carla. I mean, reusing the materials is just such a wonderful touch. So I think it's very consistent with what our goal is, and since it's a secondary structure on the property, I think it's terrific. And that's going to be a nice improvement.
The good news is the bricks of the house are coming off beautifully. You can clean each one meticulously, stacking.
You're taking off the house too?
Like brick by brick.
Oh, where you're putting the that's hard work. That's
Brian, hard work. David, any thoughts?
No, I think it's all pretty well. Is the new garage brick as well?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not in budget. There's so much going into the house addition.
Simple roof shape.
I'm sorry.
Simple roof shape. Is going to help a little bit at least on that end.
Well, we're going to try to make it a little more prairie style.
If you're gonna speak again, just hop to the mic. Yeah, thanks.
Brian, thoughts?
It struck me when I reviewed the materials that the existing garage was not obviously historically significant, to say the least. And based on what I just heard, that appears to be borne out by the additional facts. So, no issue here.
Nor do I have any issues, and I think reusing the bricks in connection with the main structure of the home is commendable.
Just to remind the commission of where we're at in the process in terms of decision. So it's a potentially two-step decision, as we've talked about before with these. The first decision is whether or not it's historically or architecturally appropriate to demolish the home. If we decide, the commission decides that that's yes, then you vote to approve a certificate of appropriateness for the work as it's presented. If you decided not, then it would be to deny a certificate of appropriateness for the work as presented. In the event that you deny the certificate of appropriateness, you'd make a decision on a demolition delay that can be up to 6 months from the date of the approved application, which I believe was May 16th, the last Historic Preservation Commission meeting. So again, you guys kind of know that drill from the last previous hearings, but just as a reminder there in terms of where we're at in this process in terms of the options and decisions. So if there was a motion that wanted to be made, we could help phrase that if need be.
Here, though, we're speaking about the demolition of the garage and not the demolition of the home.
Yes, good clarification.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there a motion to approve?
Yeah, I move to approve or grant the issue a certificate of appropriateness for the demolition of the garage.
Okay.
Second.
We'll take a roll call. Commissioner Dowling?
I approve the motion as stated.
Commissioner Pritz?
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White?
Aye.
Commissioner Reno Ogden?
Aye.
Commissioner Prestes?
Aye. Can't vote against my own motion. That would violate some.
Well, you can't, but it would be.
Chairman Franek?
Aye.
All in favor of the motion carries.
That's it there.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Very good. For the shortest hearing on a demolition that we have ever had, and on the approval.
Certainly, we're undeniably pretty close to that. Other business. Does anyone have any properties that they would like to submit, or they're considering suggesting the homeowners submit for consideration for one of the preservation awards of the season? And where this comes into account is to whether we're going to hold a regularly scheduled meeting next Thursday, or whether we're just going to move it to the applicable Thursday in July, given the fact that we're meeting now. Supposed to do another one in 10 days.
Have there been any submissions, John?
We do have one applicant, and I apologize, I don't remember the address, but I could scan that application out to you guys if need be, and then we can hear that at any time, that application, as well as I think we use June 21st, next Friday, as the deadline for applications, but that is your deadline to extend, you know, if you'd like to invite anybody else to apply for the awards.
There's one up on Thatcher, Carla, that toward the college that had a new front put on a porch.
Is that up like in what, the 1100 block?
Yeah. I'm going to take a picture of it, and I forgot.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Okay. Then do we wish to extend the deadline for applications so that there can be some further thought, and perhaps extend it for a month, and then have our next scheduled meeting the final Thursday in July.
Mm-hmm. Do we have to motion to do that, or just ask an opinion?
I'll let our parliamentarian.
How did these awards get created? Because that was before I joined. I mean, did we bring them into existence, or were they?
It was suggested by members of the Board of Trustees that we should recognize outstanding achievements. So what we did is, looking at the eight criteria, awards were developed, and then we added subsequently a couple of years later sort of an omnibus award that didn't fit within any of the obvious criteria, such as streetscape compatibility or a renovation or an alteration to a new of an existing structure to a new use. But it's something that clearly made sense in terms of recognizing its use, but it just didn't fit in the narrow definition. So we added another award, and then subsequently Jeanette Fields and Laurel McMahon were recognized by having specific awards named for them.
We have old structures coming down, and would it be an inducement, do we think, as a commission, to maybe sometimes take new structures that are built and kind of recognize them fitting the historic nature of the village? I see some houses going up, and I know that to me they don't fit the standard, but I see other stuff going up, and a lot of it that's outstanding. And I think in the character of what we would want to encourage people to work towards. Some very nice stuff happening.
Thoughts?
And as an historic preservation board, I wonder how that fits our...
I know in terms of the Secretary of the Interior's requirements, standards that we adopted, basically been adopted as kind of the gold standard for preservation commissions throughout. One of those is that the property be at least 50 years old. But I understand where you're headed, though.
Yeah. I mean, the only way this fits for me, David, to your point specifically, is the only way this fits for me is if we would want to have another way to tell people in the village when they do construction, whether it's a historic property that's torn down or another place that's built and torn down, when they build in the character of the village, that gets recognized. And so the way it would fit into historic preservation is in the sense that it keeps the character of the village vital. And that's the only way I could say it. And since we've had Kathy state when we went through everything with 747 Williams, she said, look, we're trying to balance renewing housing stock with, you know, with the nature of who we are. I thought that was the only way it made sense for me. Now, because I thought the same thing. Maybe it's just too much.
It tends then to encourage neoclassical, neo-whatever, which we don't want to repeat architecture. We could have some gorgeous modern building built here that becomes a classic 50 years down the road. In certain cases, certainly, if I'm a house on William Street that I'm tearing down, it's great to rebuild it so it'll look just like it's always been there, because that's part of a whole set piece. But an individual home, to encourage someone to copy a style or a piece of architecture, that's not my bag.
You could be careful with the wording, right? Say in the character of the village, and you know. On the other hand, if somebody comes in, builds a beautiful modern home that looks like a spaceship landing, that would look great in the in Arizona desert, right? But looks terrible in the village. Well, that's not going to win the award, right?
Most every Drummond house or Wright house here looked like a spaceship when it was built.
That's wrong,
Michael. So it's
very avant-garde.
Yeah. So that's a hard push, but I think in the case of it's a block of houses or three that look the same, and we tear one down to build it to match, that makes some sense. But on an individual home in a house full of several, from Art Deco to Prairie School to Tudor, I don't want to dictate or push rewards for people building a copy of style.
Yeah, I'm not aiming for a copy of a style. I'm aiming for something that recognizes good design, right? Because that's what I think the village is about, right? So it doesn't have to look like to your point, that would be something that I would, like if it was a block of houses and it fit in and it made that complete, I'd say great, right? If somebody nominated that, I'd say great. If somebody was tearing something down and, you know, something new went up and it was beautiful and significant and enhanced kind of the reputation of the village, great. I'd vote for that.
Do you have a specific property that you...
No. I know that there's a lot of... There's stuff being torn down because we're dealing with this far more now than we thought we would, right? And there's new stuff being built that has nothing to do with us. So the nature of the village is I think, appropriately renewing itself. And, you know, I think it'd be nice to, let's say it like this, to recognize good design. And I think that'd be consistent with our mission.
As Carlos pointed, I'd like to see two or three of these happen. And then if you look at an overall.
That's easy. Yeah.
If I can note another thing, too, the commission did create the Jeanette Fields Merit Award as somewhat of a catch-all, right? So it reads, presented by the commission in recognition of an outstanding achievement, which is outside the scope of any other award. So in some respect, too, there could be a nomination made for something else. You know, not to say that we couldn't ever add another category to meet with the what you're presenting, but there could still potentially be a nomination by the commission for...
If we think it would fit in that category, I'm fine with it. You know,
just a suggestion, at least in the interim, if there's struggle with making that hard, concrete step in that direction.
From my perspective, I think it's an interesting concept, although I think inherently it carries almost a value judgment on the individual commissioners and collectively the commission's quote-unquote taste as to what they like. And just as we don't have jurisdiction over it, even if we did, I think we'd shy away from what people do on the inside. The idea is not necessarily to say, yeah, what this person is doing is a nice style, because there are historic styles that exist and are vital, don't happen to be my personal favorite. So if someone constructs a home that accurately reflects that style. You know?
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit of a Rorschach test, because I'm not saying any of that. All I'm saying is that there's some nice construction going on in River Forest. And I think sometimes it would be nice to have a way to say to people who do that, just like we do on any of the renovations or just like anything else, they're all judgments in the end, right? And so, you know, either we agree with it and think they did a great job, or and we say they should get the award, or we disagree with it. That's our job, is to make that judgment. But I think that we should have the ability to allow people who are making changes that are forward-looking, like building a new house, and it enhances the village. We should have that ability to be able to say, you know, to nominate those properties and to say, these are really good. And what brings it up is all the construction I've seen going on, some of which is new construction, some of which not to my taste, but some of which is really outstanding.
It's an interesting thought. I would suggest, though, that when we're looking at either a renovation or a restoration, the standard we're using is what was there previous. So we've got a hard and fast standard as opposed to a value judgment. But I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it's something we can chew on.
Yeah, something to think about. Yeah. But if you think we could also, which award is that we could?
It's the Jeanette Fields Award of Merit. And like I said, it was put in place to be something either outside the scope or above and beyond, you know, other elements.
But just to be clear, outside the scope of the other awards, not outside the scope of historic preservation.
I think that's a fair interpretation.
Do you think that would exclude a new building?
I'm not prepared to say kind of categorically that I could never imagine some confluence between historic preservation and a new building, but I do come at it from a little bit of a different perspective than I think you do, Michael, only in the sense that I do see historic preservation as sort of a task that involves taking a historic building and preserving it. And although I kind of get the notion that someone could build something new that we say is good design, it's not clear to me that there is a sufficient connection between that good design and our mission. And even when I think it's sort of the most narrow case of new construction, where someone says, you know what, like I'm gonna, I don't, you could pick the example, but you know, I'm gonna rebuild I'm going to build a building that is, I'm going to take all the plans from Frank Wood, right, and all the builder's notes. I'm going to build it as if he had built it. It's going to be perfect and it's new. My sense is, well, that's fascinating, and maybe even a terrific idea and a contribution to our village. But it's not clear to me it's historic preservation. It just sounds like some other good thing, and I'd be reluctant to have a sort of us recognizing people doing good architectural things, because although I love good architectural things, it's not clear to me that it's there's remotely close enough of a nexus to sort of our mission.
There are several communities that have appearance review committees that are on, end up on dicey legal ground occasionally.
Yeah.
But that would be where that would fall.
You know, an example is the new place, to me, when I hear you say this, I think of the new place on William, the one that replaced the, you know, after the teardown. Actually, I mean, look, you're an architect, I'm not, I'm a lawyer, but when I see that building, I say, oh, they did a pretty darn nice job. I mean, it's bigger than the other houses, but people like big houses, apparently. It looks pretty darn good, but I couldn't imagine, it seems like they tried hard to fit the block, and if you disagree with that, let's just pretend they did. Let's pretend they killed it. I'd still be really reluctant to come out and, like, give them an award, right?
Because they tore down it.
They tore down it. Significant property.
But, you know, let's reconstruct that scenario without any of the baggage and with all the facts and the light most favorable. Let's assume the place really did kind of have to be torn down. Like, it was, you know, let's just assume that was open and shut, and let's assume they did a bang-up job of rebuilding it. You know, that's super, but I also would be reluctant for us to be not only sort of open to it, but sort of actively rewarding it. I'd at least be, I have the jitters about that.
Okay. Any other thoughts about that?
And just wanted to clarify, since I got up for a quick moment, was there any other application invitations to send out, or are we going to, if people still, if
I think what we're going to do is, like,
think about that.
I think what we're going to do is we're probably going to move the deadline a month.
Okay.
Do we have to do a motion for that?
No.
Okay.
And
any objections to that?
People can consider, and what we can do is we can schedule a next meeting for July.
Yeah, so it would be, and there was just to kind of update everybody, because I think I had this conversation with a few of you offline in between meetings. There's kind of a want to try to get the commission scheduled back on the fourth Thursdays as consistently as possible, so that hopefully everybody can plan around that a little easier. I know we've had a hard time scheduling. Obviously, public hearings are the one exception to that, because they require notices and can often put us off a little schedule. So the next meeting then will be Thursday, July 25th. So mark your calendars for that, and I will make sure that we have a quorum that night.
Great.
Okay.
Any other business?
And just to clarify, too, let's say I'll extend the, just in case we get them before that meeting, I'll extend the application deadline to July 19th, Friday, July 19th, unless, okay. And I'll let everybody know that.
Would it be appropriate to encourage Kathy to put out in her weekly, you know, notice that we're taking applications?
So we did put it in the e-news in June for the applications. We could always cycle it back through there as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice
in
to
July.
Just give people one more shot at it.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Okay. I'll update on the website and Facebook as well. Any other business?
I had one idea. As the village and others encourage solar panels, that may be something that may be come before this commission of historically significant property owners may be wanting to put solar panels on their house. And I don't think that's come up, but it may in the future, so I'm thinking that maybe we will have to wrestle with that or think about that down the road.
So as
we can kick the can on that too, but
sure. So as written, that would come to the commission if it was changing over 20% of the facade visible from the street. So I think it'd probably depend in what fashion somebody proposed those.
Mm.
obviously that could be something you wanted to consider.
On a case-by-case basis, how badly it mars the history of the house.
One other thing, before our meeting started, Jonathan handed out the statement from Landmarks Illinois as to the 2019 most endangered historic places in Illinois, including the
And those
Hill.
Came from Owen.
Uh-huh.
Commissioner
Owen. The Hill Motor Sales site in Oak Park. Dave, I know you're involved in this. Do you want to speak to that?
Just there, I think you may see the updates too. There, a group got together to try to save that site. It's a Pete's Fresh Market going in. It was a gorgeous automobile showroom. These have a history nationwide of being turned into other uses, which the group presented to the Oak Park Board, and is also still waiting to meet with Pete's Fresh Markets director of whatever they do to push it to them that otherwise it would be just a like their jewel we have here, a big brick wall with the glass wall facing a parking lot and kind of kill the streetscape. So they're pushing hard to reuse that, which is a great idea, and it's a gorgeous building. So hope
is
that comes to fruition.
To that?
Hmm?
Any openness to that? I mean, you haven't met with Pete's yet, so you don't have any, you
no,
don't know? Or?
They're it's looking good, but there's nothing for sure yet.
That would be really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some really great adornments on the outside of former mechanics and things of that nature. It's really pretty unique. It's when car dealerships were slightly different than they are now.
And I sent out the video as well. Owen shared the link. I sent that out this morning if anybody wanted to.
Yeah, no, I
catch
saw. Thanks, Owen, for
well,
going
the,
down there and getting some information.
The meeting I attended on the 23rd was mostly about adaptive reuse and sustainability, and it was really just at the end that they handed these out and made it clear that the developers of Pete's Market and are open-minded, and they're hoping that they save the facade, and so it wouldn't be just a generic-looking Pete's, but they use the building. But that's... They're not required to do so, I believe. I think the village lost so anyway. But the meeting was a two-hour presentation, very well done. And then this was mostly a handout there. They didn't really spend a lot of time talking about 644 Madison.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was not able to attend that. Although recently I've been exchanging a couple of emails with the new chair of the Sustainability Commission, and she and I will be chatting as to where the interface is between preservation and sustainability. So, if there's no other business, do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, guys.
32 minutes. Thanks, folks.